You are listening to the audio version of the Bitcoin.com weekly news show with Roger Ver. For the full experience, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Welcome back. Today is Friday, June 7th. We're back for another week on the weekly news with Roger Ver. Of course, we're not Roger Ver. This is Jason, my co-host for today. My name is Corbin Fraser. Jason has been on the show a few times now. This is what, your third or fourth time now?
I think it's my fourth time, yeah.
Big number four. How's it feel?
It's as exciting as ever, Corbin.
Exciting as the third?
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Because I haven't seen you since before the show.
Yeah, we definitely weren't talking.
Or since yesterday.
So, as of course, we're live streaming on Twitch. You can subscribe twitch.tv/bitcoin.com, D-O-T-com. We'd love to have you come say hi, chat. We've got our little station set up where we talk about the latest things going on in the Bitcoin Cash space. Coming up on today's show, we've got local.bitcoin.com is now live. Some very exciting news. Yeah. We need like a honk noise. Badger Wallet releases an iOS device.
It's pretty exciting.
We've got the new Badger Wallet out there. Snappy Cash, a QR browser extension, which allows you to easily tip creators. And then we've got Cointext and AnyPay, which launches a remittance solution. Quite cool. I think I saw the video of that. We've got Memo.cash, which just added support for SLP token creation. And lastly, the Bitcoin Cash Developer Community Fundraiser. So lots of exciting stuff going on. We'll start from the top of the news here, which is, I think, the big talk that's been going on lately on the Bitcoin Cash ecosystem and across all of the different telegrams. And it's been kind of all the talk lately in the office here. Local.bitcoin.com launches around the world. So the highly anticipated peer-to-peer marketplace is now live, allowing anyone, anywhere to trade Bitcoin Cash. Very exciting stuff. In terms of signups,
we're doing well.
We're doing okay.
Yeah.
Can you give us a stat update here there, Jason?
So it seems right now that we have close to 12,000 people who've signed up. And I think when we checked a moment ago, there was almost 4,000 orders that have been placed.
Yeah, just under 4,000 offers were set up on the platform. And we just launched some new guides as well. One of the things we want to ensure that we're doing is trying to educate users to ensure that they are properly trading and that they're not going to get screwed, basically. Mm-hmm. Local.bitcoin.com/guides. You can learn how to trade, learn what to watch out for, and just learn some basic safety tips when it comes to trading with, you know, on a peer-to-peer trading platform. Mm-hmm. If you're new to peer-to-peer trading, I highly recommend you spend a little bit of time before you start trading just to educate yourself on how to complete a trade, what the trade process is going to be like. And ultimately, you have to remember that, you know, this is a matchmaking service. Bitcoin.com never holds the funds. The funds are held in a blind escrow, which is only possible using Bitcoin Cash and OpCheck DataSig. And it's really exciting stuff, but I would highly recommend you read through some of the guides and just spend a little bit of time getting familiar with the platform. And once you start trading, it's a very seamless process.
Yeah, and you know, message the person that you're trading with, and for whatever reason, if you don't feel comfortable, you don't need to proceed. But yeah, just get started with the guides, and they'll help everybody out.
Absolutely. And we should maybe mention, if you're new to the platform or plan on signing up, there's a referral program up there. So you can earn 20% off the lifetime trading fees for anyone who signs up using your account. So it's a great way for you to earn some passive income, earn some Bitcoin Cash. Any people you can convince to come trade on the platform, if they begin trading and they start doing large volumes of trading, you earn parts of their fee. And the fees on local.bitcoin.com are only 1%. And it's a great way for you to trade, great way to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash, probably the cheapest way to do that. And it's a great way to kind of connect people from all over the world. You can trade anything, PayPal even, you can do Venmo. Of course, any of these more riskier payment platforms, we do really recommend that you take some time. It's a new platform, and keep in mind that the user ratings are still being built. And I think when it comes to using any of the more, I would say, risky platforms that have the potential that someone could withdraw or prevent a payment from coming through. Like, for instance, PayPal, they're very well known for charging back on people. And you know, with Bitcoin, as soon as you send your Bitcoin Cash, it's gone. There's no pulling it back. There's no calling up, you know, the Bitcoin police and saying, you know, hey, refund me my money. So you, as the individual, have to be very, very careful. And
I think the big thing is, recently you've seen that, and it's a note right here as well, that Local Bitcoins has dropped in cash.
Yeah.
So this is just something for those people who are interested in doing an in cash purchase of Bitcoin. I heard Roger in an interview say, if you want to go with a briefcase full of money and buy it at Starbucks, you can. Which I thought was kind of funny. But if you haven't checked it out yet, and if you haven't used one of these local peer-to-peer services, go to local.bitcoin.com.
You can trade anything. So bank transfers, yeah. Venmo, PayPal. You can even trade other cryptocurrencies if you're clever enough.
You can use Biggie. His referral code he's dropping in the chat here.
Oh, yeah, Biggie. So. Make sure you use Biggie's referral code. He's dropping. Oh, it's Big V.
Oh, Big V.
Oh, I think I know who that is. That's Victor. Yeah, go use Big V's referral code. local.bitcoin.com/r/BigV. We'll hook him up with some referrals. But yeah, in other news, just on the whole local trading thing, like you said, local Bitcoin, which is, you know, one of the earlier
local bitcoins.
It's the one of the earlier OTC trading platforms mm-hmm. that allowed people to trade BTC. But recently they've done everything from adding KYC, and the latest thing that they've done, which is kind of strange, but I guess regulatory bodies have indicated that they have to do this because they offer an escrow service. They've dropped in-person cash trades. So you can't legally or use their platform to meet up with another person to trade Bitcoin for cash. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, you can visit local.bitcoin.com, use Bitcoin Cash, and you can meet up anywhere in the world. You can trade anything you want, and we're not an escrow service. We are simply locking the funds up in this little blind escrow service that's only possible with Bitcoin Cash. Huge shout out to Michael for his hard work and, mm-hmm. and the entire Bitcoin.com team for helping build this thing out, because I think it's a really exciting platform for the entire community.
For sure.
But we should move on.
Badger Wallet, now available on iOS for mobile devices. Congrats to the Badger team, working really hard. And happy because I have an Apple device, so being able to have it in my browser and also on my phone, very cool.
Wanting some tokens on that on the go, some mobile tokens. Yeah,
exactly, yeah. Right? And so it's also available on Android devices, as well as I mentioned a second ago, in your browser, which is great if you're just making a quick payment on websites, and some websites have Badger integrated there. So it's a, for instance, Satoshi Dice, satoshidice.com. Check it out. It's very easy to use.
Yeah, and Badger one's great.
I'll say as well that you just mentioned SLP tokens. Mm-hmm. I really like the way that they've integrated it in. So it's just, you can see the two QR codes there and you're pressing back and forth from it. It feels really sleek. So right now it is in a beta version, but I'm excited to see the new changes that they're going to come out with and keep making it better. It's a great app.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the donation, guys. Appreciate it. Next up, we've got Snappy Cash, which is a new browser extension. So this new browser extension, actually, you could be using that. Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah, go use Snappy Cash. Test out the M&M machine.
I think because it's rainy season here, these are like getting soft. It's
like, really? Like in a good way or in a weird way?
No, it's like so humid. Like, look at them. They're kind of discolored as well.
You're going to start melting in the machine or something.
I don't know. Yeah. So.
Japan gets a little bit humid around here.
Just
so,
a tad, yeah.
Yeah. But Snappy.cash, it's a new browser extension that was just released, removing the need to manually copy and paste BCH addresses by automatically locating addresses written in plain text on websites being viewed.
Snappy Cash, where were you years ago?
Yeah, so basically if you see a cash adder anywhere in the footer of a website or in a donate section or anything, it just automatically shows the QR code on Hover. You can donate it using your mobile phone. It's a super simple, it's such a simple little Chrome addition, but it makes, if you're a Bitcoin Cash user, it makes supporting some people in the community so much easier.
Let's be honest here. Like the first, when before with Telegram, if people use like the Telegram app, you would like copy and paste an address and then like a name is getting in there. It was like, yeah, anything that makes it more user-friendly. Stuff like
Twitter
this
still
great.
Has that issue, too, that if someone has their cash address in like a tweet and you try to copy it on mobile, it copies the whole tweet. And it's like, I just wanted the address. Go away.
No, this is great. It's really cool, too.
Yeah, so we'll leave the link to that in the show notes here. Huge shout-out to the developer behind Snappy Cash. I believe it was the same guy who did a browser wallet as well as a Chrome dev.
It's like Benny.
Yeah, I think he did it. Yeah. Either way, whoever you are, great. Great work.
Great work.
Huge shout out.
Yeah.
Next up, Memo.cash.
Adds SLP support to their platform. So if you haven't checked out Memo.cash, they're a decentralized social network. And they've recently added SLP support where users can create SLP tokens directly within memo.cache.
Yeah, so actually we saw, just over the last week, I saw Roger was on there. He created RKV.
Okay.
So he's got a Roger KVR token. And then inspired by him, I created one called the Maple token.
The Maple token?
Yeah, so we've got...
I might create the She-Man.
Yeah, the She-Man token. That will be
SLP She-Man, yeah.
That will be used very wisely, I'm sure. It's great work. I mean, the minting process on Bitcoin Cash, what's really cool about it is it's very simple. Anyone, you don't have to be a developer to go and create a new token. You can create your own little tokens. We've seen guys around the office doing, I believe it's Highball stablecoin tokens.
Tory Bonbon.
There's a Tory Bonbon, yeah. So we've got a token for every Highball. And you can trade those around. It's kind of like an IOU one beer or an IOU one whiskey soda. It's
a great summer drink.
Great summer beverage. Yeah, just delightful. Next up, we've got Monarch Wallet, which added SLP support.
So, Monarch Wallet has added SLP support, allowing for users to trade tokens on both iOS and Android devices. The wallet includes an SLP faucet, just make it rain, and has made the official SLP token the default currency for the wallet. And with any of these things, what we're seeing is that, it's going to be easier and easier to use SLP tokens. And if you are a Tory Bonbon and you want to create some sort of campaign where, you know, you can use a Tory Bonbon token. Tory Bonbon, by the way, is a restaurant right across the street from us that people like to frequent at lunch.
Tasty, tasty chicken.
But, it's going to give, I think Gabriel loves the tokenization of everything talk, but I think it's going to be really interesting for marketers.
Mm.
So if people want to get creative with these things, and there's a bit of a... I guess a first mover advantage with this, where somebody wants to get out and try some different things. So some cool campaigns could happen.
Yeah, Crypto Panda had a good little quote here. She-Man, the token for her or him.
We don't discriminate.
No, we don't. No. So yeah, you could actually go create that using Memo, move it onto Monarch, and then share it to everyone else, you know, using their Badger wallet or using Monarch wallet. So really exciting stuff. I better talk about this one. Did you see the video for this?
Cointext and AnyPay?
Yeah.
I have not seen
Okay, that. So Cointext and AnyPay, they just launched this BCH remittance solution for Bitcoin Cash. So AnyPay and Cointext, they partnered together to make remittance transfers cheaper and faster for cross-border payments using Bitcoin Cash. So this team's solution, alongside the benefits of Bitcoin Cash, basically could put a dent in $500 trillion global remittance industry. So simply visit AnyPay.global, and then the merchant to request a cash amount. The merchants print off an invoice with a 5-digit code for the Cointext payment. The merchant pays out the recipient in cash once the invoice is paid via Cointext. So basically, it's kind of like if you're a business that's already...
Hey, it's Jake.
If you're a business that's already accepting Bitcoin Cash, or basically you have the ability to use your AnyPay terminal to accept people to come in and they can pay using Bitcoin Cash and then provide them with cash in lieu. So it's kind of a... easy way to transact and transmit money cross borders without having to deal with all of the headaches that are involved with crazy high fee solutions like Western Union, which... The Western Union meme. You know, for those of you guys who maybe don't know, maybe we should put this Western Union meme up. Like, maybe Martin, we can edit this into the video. This was one of the things that I think in the early days of Reddit r Bitcoin, it was the thing that was like, oh, this is such a no-brainer use. You know, like, okay, you're going to use Bitcoin to transact money or to transmit money from one side of the world to another side of the world. And it was, you know, it was like the kind of the MasterCard play on, you know, their ad campaign. But it was making fun of the fact that Western Union is charging anywhere from like 15 to like crazy ridiculous high fees to transact money. And then Bitcoin was supposed to be able to be this thing that anyone from anywhere in the world could use for under a penny. And it was a simple way to transact money. And it was this ultimate solution to what has been kind of the general users are getting the raw end of the deal and paying these ridiculous high fees. And it's impacting and hurting the people that most need low fees.
It's removing friction though, right? Yeah. And Vin Armani, he's behind Cointext, and that's a really, really cool service that's allowing people using just a, not a, okay, it's the, just like a regular phone, doesn't need to be a smartphone, and they can send BCH, but also remittances They seem like a broken industry, and often people talk about disrupting industries, mm-hmm. something where there's tons of people who are trying to send money back home or send money overseas, and then to have maybe 15% of that taken away, that doesn't seem like
sucks.
Something. So I think there was an article on news.bitcoin.com maybe in April where they're just talking about how huge remittances is, and it's just a growing...
$1 trillion global remittance industry.
For sure.
That's mental.
Yeah, it is. It's trillion. It's mind-boggling.
That's more than the market cap of all crypto right now, isn't it?
Way more.
So, nuts.
Yeah.
And actually, speaking on, I guess, just some of those countries that would be using remittance, local.bitcoin.com, what we've seen is the amount of orders and transactions going on. We're seeing a lot from Ghana, seeing a lot from India, seeing some from Venezuela, seeing a lot from just places that actually need cheap, reliable transactions and the ability to transmit money all over. So it's pretty exciting to see this all coming together and seeing other companies like AnyPay and Cointex realizing that and trying to solve some of these problems for people all over the world. So huge shout out to Vin Armani and to Mr. Friedman of AnyPay.global. And I think there's a lot of exciting stuff going on there. So go check out that. Especially if you're a merchant as well, you can go check out AnyPay Global. They've got a merchant app. Of course, you can, if you're interested in just accepting Bitcoin Cash, you can visit bitcoin.com and check out our Bitcoin Cash register.
Register, yeah.
And that is available for now iOS and for Android, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool.
You don't need to sign up. You don't need to give your personal information. You just download it and you're ready to go.
Hey, this is Sterling Beeson.
Yes.
Welcome, Sterling. Sterling is the creator of Snappy Cash. So, hey, hats off. Great work.
And Sharona, just so you know, the reason you were able to buy candy for less than 40 cents is because somebody had paid slightly more. So,
it tallies it up, I guess.
Tallies it up. So sometimes you can win or you can lose like Corbin did one day.
I may have donated $80 to the candy machine once because I thought I was on Japanese yen on the phone, but I was actually on US dollars. So don't make that mistake.
Yeah. BCH Developer Fund. This is a community fundraiser that's going on. And you can go to bitcoin.com/fundraise. We'll have a link in the show notes. And Corbin has been working quite hard to get this up on the site and working directly with the people behind this fundraising campaign. Mm-hmm. And they're close to their 15% milestone we checked a moment ago.
Just under 120 BCH raised so far. So if you are interested in donating, you know, and maybe if you want to pause donations to the M&M machine for the rest of this episode, go donate a little bit to the Bitcoin Cash Developer Fund. You can donate over at bitcoin.com on the homepage. We've got bitcoin.com/fundraise. The fundraising widget is also available on bitcoincash.org. It's available on Bitcoin ABC. It's available on Electron Cash. And I think there's a few others out there as well.
So Corbin, what is the developer fund? Where do my funds go to?
Your funds will be going to a shared pool where it's just going to the areas of most need. So this will be likely funding protocol developers such as Bitcoin ABC. Mm-hmm. It will be going to increasing development behind other platforms such as BCHD, Bcash, BU, even other, you know, I guess user improvements, things like Cash Shuffle, pretty well everything. The organization, FVNI, they're basically like a nonprofit that funds a lot of the Bitcoin Cash ecosystem. They help manage a lot of the different groups and try to coordinate all of these developers all into one room. You may have seen some regular videos of some of the Bitcoin Cash developers where they share these little Zoom meetings where they talk about the latest things going on and what's going to be going into the next hard forks. These are all managed by FVNI, and they've been a huge, tremendous support for the Bitcoin Cash developer community to try to organize everything and keep all of these different decentralized teams meeting on a regular basis to come to consensus and decide what's going to be included in the next upgrade. So very exciting stuff. Huge shout out to David and to everyone else that worked on this project. We should maybe mention the guys over at BitCan, which raised over 60 BCH in the first week of the fundraiser.
Yeah.
That's huge. So ultimately what we're trying to do with the Bitcoin Cash developer fundraiser is just to get as many people, both the community, businesses, to come out, support the Bitcoin Cash developers, help ensure that we can keep them interested and having a good time while they're actually developing.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
we want to ensure that people are...
I think the big thing is it's like there's a lot of people who are, you know, they're putting in their time into this, and everybody is very passionate about what we're trying to do or what we want in a global currency. Mm-hmm. But, you know, these people, they are contributing their time, and they should be kind of, to a fair extent, compensated for that. Right?
Yeah, we have to remember that the people working on the protocol, they're very smart developers. And if there's not an incentive for them to stay, there's nothing stopping someone like Google or Facebook coming and knocking on their door saying, hey, come build out my Facebook coin. I would prefer to see Bitcoin Cash be the peer-to-peer cash for the world and not some sort of Facebook global coin. But, you know, this is why we need to kind of ensure that the developers are kept interested. And in order to do that, I think it's very paramount that businesses and the people building and using and building businesses on top of the protocol are there to support and help grow Bitcoin Cash to become peer-to-peer cash for the world. I mean, if you go to bitcoincash.org/roadmap, there's the detailed roadmap of everything that's planned to get Bitcoin Cash to become this. Basically, the idea is 50 transactions per day for 10 billion people.
Yes.
We can't do that right now. And in order to do that, there's a ton of technical debt that needs to be caught up. There's a ton of work that needs to be done, you know, to build out the protocol. And in order to do that, we do need to ensure that these people are regularly contributing and committing updates to build this all out so that we can all reap the rewards and
keeping it going.
Spend M&Ms everywhere, and we can, you know, spend our Bitcoin Cash all over the world. So I think that's very paramount. So if you're interested in donating, yes, go visit bitcoin.com/fundraise. We'd love to see some more donations there. I believe the goal is 800 Bitcoin Cash by August 1st.
Yeah.
I think it's a very attainable goal. We've got a strong community.
Well.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. So. I sent $20.
Did you? You're making it rain.
I'll send some more. I will. It felt good to send, though.
Yeah.
I just had the nice, notification there.
Yeah, you get the little pop-up. It's like, so, ooh, I think I might give a little bit more.
Yeah,
it's fun.
If I don't spend it all on M&Ms.
Yeah, that's it. It's either M&Ms or the community and developers. It's tough sometimes.
We've got some viewer questions and comments, and we'll start with Marvelous Saint Geminoi. I already have an account in local.bitcoin.com, and I have had a great experience so far. Bitcoin Cash is so fast and easy to transact. Does this guy work for bitcoin.com?
Marvelous Saint Geminoi? Great name.
Sounds like you could be a copywriter for us. Great stuff. Glad that you're enjoying local.bitcoin.com. And
he didn't even shill his own account.
Oh,
come on.
All right. So
you guys, next time you're sharing the link local.bitcoin.com, make sure you use your referral.
I think it's an opportunity for r/BigV. So if you would like to contribute to somebody's referral link, go to local.bitcoin.com/r/BigV.
Big V for Big Victor.
Yeah. but I saw there was a Twitter post floating around about somebody who said that, you know, never really been into Bitcoin Cash, but just can't deny that, you know.
This is pretty cool.
And, you know, if you are somebody who was looking to do cash, like OTC trades before, and you can't do it on local Bitcoins, I mean, you got to go with what works, right?
Yeah. So other questions, we've got another one from YouTube. Tranpor mentioned BCH spaces buzzing, and then a big smiley emoji. Thanks, Tran.
Thanks. Great name here. Math 1989.
What year was he born?
I have no idea. I'm guessing he's either 29 or 30 years old, though.
Smart guy.
Great video, guys. Keep up the great work. Wait a second. Is he talking about last week? I wasn't even in the video, so this is not relevant to me. It was a good video, though.
Was it? What did you do? It was Gabriel.
Gabriel
great
and Roscoe,
technical discussion.
Right?
Yeah, go check out the last video if you want to learn about Cash Script, but everything that the Badger team and the Bitbox and developer.bitcoin.com team have been up to. If you're a developer into the space, I think the last video you'd really get a kick out of.
Coming after the wallet team here. Okay, one small suggestion for the mobile wallet team. Are you guys listening? They're on the sixth floor right now. contact list/address book. It would be worthwhile for me anyway. I love how he's small suggestion.
Compliment sandwich.
Maybe if you are so inclined to To be able to save specific addresses as contacts for individuals, projects that accept donations, etc. Oh,
that's a great idea, actually.
This is a great idea.
Yeah,
and
great idea.
I think I might have saw
a demo,
which I can't show to anyone here.
No,
but does it not do exactly
that? Look at that.
Wait a second. But this looks completely different.
Ooh. What's going on there?
I don't know.
That's like a whole new wallet or something. Weird.
I would flip it around if I was allowed to.
Weird.
But
yes, it's a great idea, Math.
Is that a teaser?
Could you say? Yes. We will leave that question unanswered.
Unanswered. Math 1989. It's like a Taylor Swift album.
Yeah. She was 1989?
I don't know what that was.
I bet she was. Levite.
Oh, you can go, you can get this one. No, do
this
can
is
I
me?
Can I do it?
Yeah,
Rax Mouse! I don't know why I love the name so much. BCH community is delivering quickly. Impressive. Local.bitcoin.com. Without KYC, epic. No exclamation point. Just
single period.
Epic.
Full stop. Full stop epic.
And one last thing, you can take those. Okay. Crypto Anarchy, loved the show, guys. And I guess this was directed at you, Gabriel, and Roscoe. And I was watching it just from across the room. And I loved it as well, Corbin. It was beautiful.
Hey.
So you guys are smart.
Well, we do what we can, you know. It's tough. Crypto Panda had some questions. Will the fund be used for salary, hardware, resources, etc.? This was, I assume, for the Bitcoin Development Fund. Yeah, I think it's primarily going towards just keeping people employed and keeping people, you know, basically they have bills to pay.
It's, yeah.
Developers, of course, especially working on open source projects, they need to ensure that they're keeping themselves fed and keeping their families fed. I believe FV and I will likely be releasing more reports about how things are going to be spent.
Used.
And this is all part of just trying to maintain everything to be open to the public. And yeah, we want to keep everyone aware of where funds are going and ensure that people are confident in where the money is being spent.
So the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we've got a question. Do we have any info on Jihan Wu's new company?
No.
No,
we don't.
No. Cash Shuffle in the Bitcoin.com wallet coming soon, question mark?
We should get, was that Math?
Yeah.
Math 1989. He should be asking those questions directly to them. Yeah, that's the one Roger keeps asking about and we all want, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah, it, very soon, very soon. Do I have a date? No. No, unfortunately I don't. I know that there's a lot of hardworking people trying to make this all happen. It is a more difficult task. With Electron Cash, when you shuffle, your computer's on and it's just constantly shuffling. With your phone, apps have to be in a view state in order to actually be doing stuff, and there's only so much you can do until, you know, when it's out of view, which can be difficult for shuffling. So there's some technical ways that have to be kind of thought out on how to build that out. I think they do have a bit of a solution for this though, but hopefully will be coming out very soon for the entire community. I think it's going to be a huge game changer for Cash Shuffle and increasing the amount of pools that will be available and the amount of Bitcoin Cash that you can shuffle all at once. So it's very exciting.
All right, maybe we should just touch on this one last thing because I don't think there are more details. But
I did see that one.
So any evidence of the Blockstream salary story? So that was pretty spicy.
That Bitcoin Cobra, would we call him a friend? He's like a frenemy.
I don't know
what he is. Cobra, if you're listening, what are you? Who are you?
Reveal yourself. We just want to know.
Come on the show.
Yeah.
Dial in. We'll put a voice changer on you.
You're a Guy Fox.
Yeah.
Guy Fox mask. But they have, I guess they're like incentivized by like locking them in at that Bitcoin price, right? So
yeah, kind of an interesting story. We don't have much information aside from what's already been released.
If you don't know what we're talking about, we're going to include a link to news.bitcoin.com article that went out about it yesterday that is talking about how developers are maybe making up to $850,000 to develop for Blockstream. So.
Yeah. It seems like there's some questionable, this is alleged, there's some alleged questionable spending and salaries.
Yeah.
And I think there's some questions probably for the VC fund, the VCs that have funded Blockstream to kind of say, what's going on with these salaries, guys? Like getting paid at $350 a BTC, that's kind of mental.
It's not a trivial amount of money.
I mean, and yeah, locking in that kind of rate, you're giggling all the way to the bank.
Corbin,
exciting stuff.
Thank you very much for everything you do and for having me on the show.
Go sign up for local.bitcoin.com if you haven't had a chance. Do a test trade. If you're trading cash in person, do it somewhere public, do it somewhere safe. Read up on how to trade locally at local.bitcoin.com/guides. Go play some Bitcoin games at cashgames.bitcoin.com. If you don't have a Bitcoin wallet, wallet.bitcoin.com is your go-to.
Check out Badger.
Go check out Badger, yeah. iOS and Android. You can trade some tokens. Go use memo.cash and join the daily memo scene where you can just post on basically your daily memo and talk about what you ate for dinner and who you're hanging out with and what your plans are for the weekend. And you can find me on there. I'm Maple Syrup Sucker. Jason Cheeman, what are you on Twitter?
I'm at Jason Cheeman.
Are you on memo.cash? Do you remember what your username is there?
Off the top of my head, no, I don't. I've got it in like my key pass thing, yeah. Right? Let's make money great again, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for joining, guys. Thanks. See you next week.
Bye.